Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Conflict Radio, guys, doing it live from the Big Island of Hawaii, representing the East Coast big, man. I was taken a little bit by surprise there. It's been a long time since we've done a show. I'm sure you guys remember us, War of the Words Radio, for about the past 2 years, been digging deep and consistent into the MMA scene all around the Southeast. And as that went on, you know, that spotlight just went more and more on to Conflict. So here we are doing a little bit of Conflict Radio, bringing some stuff to you. And I expected some intro music to play, but I guess we haven't done a show in such a while that it did not cue. So we'll make sure to bring some awesome jams a little bit later. But music certainly not being the focus of the show. Conflict 36. We just got done with 35 a few weeks back. Some amazing, incredible, and surprising events came out of that have really paved the way for not one but two events, to my understanding, in April, including this April 2nd card that features two title fights that we will be discussing over the next couple of weeks. All through March, we're going to have a fighter on each week. Today we have on Robbie Collum. Next week we'll have the challenger, Anthony Mitchell, then followed by Kobe Wall, the champ, of course, longtime champ, and number one contender, Eddie Miller, and that'll bring us right in to fight week. It's going to be really, really excellent, but enough out of me, man. We got, you know, half an hour, and I can't think of anybody better right now as far as this topic to spend it with my man Robbie Collum, the featherweight champ. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Big Robbie Collum, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, Eric?
I am doing fantastic. I'm standing in my office looking out at a bunch of lava rocks and pretty trees and stuff. It's a great day in the middle of the ocean, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just got off a long day of work, headed to the gym now.
Headed to the gym now. Hey, you know what? You know, we've been on the show three or four times, and it seems like every time we talk, you're either just coming from the gym or just going to the gym. You know, this may be a stupid question, but, I mean, let's kick it off. Is the gym an everyday thing for you?
The gym, yeah, every day but Saturday. It's like, the gym's my second home, man. If I'm not working or I'm not at home, I'm at the gym. I'm practicing, getting better, looking to better myself for my next performance.
Absolutely, which we're going to get to here in a second. I'm very excited about this fight. I wanted to touch on briefly Conflict 35. We saw you went up a weight class, I believe, and I just wanted to give you a minute and an opportunity, you know, with everybody listening, to talk a little bit about that and your experience from that and moving forward from that. You know, from you personally, I'm sure there's a lot of, I know for a fact, in fact, from all the question emails I got for the question part of the show, about, you know, you after Conflict 35, man, we'd love to hear about that.
Well, as you know, that was my first loss. I got submitted first round. You know, nothing was different about the fight. Came in feeling good, felt smooth, just try to force a shot that wasn't there to try to take the fight to the ground, and it ended up costing me the fight. But it was nothing for me to hold my head down for, you know. Things happen. That's why we fight amateur. Now I'm learning better than myself. You know, sometimes it takes a loss to perfect your game. And that's the way me and my coaches looked at it. It's just something for us to look at in the gym, get better as a person and as a fighter. And we've hit the gym hard ever since that day. Looking forward to this April 2nd fight so that mistake doesn't happen again or later in the future. So I didn't hold my head down about it. And like some people say, when you lose, it builds up another fire in you. And I feel like that did spark up another fire inside of me.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? You're talking about sparking up a fire. I have to ask this, too. You know, a lot of guys, you know, we've done, not just with you, but, I mean, the show in general, we've done tons and tons of interviews. And a lot of people feel a lot of pressure maintaining that zero or undefeated record, you know, it fuels them. But at the same time, you know, it's something that, you know, can be a lot of pressure. Do you feel any sort of relief, like now you can just go out there and sort of just be you, or did it not have any difference on you?
Maybe back when I first started, but now it's just kind of like, I've lost before, you know, when I was a collegiate athlete, I've lost. I know how to take a loss. So I didn't look into my fights as, man, I got to stay undefeated. I just went in and did my thing. You know, I knew I practiced hard, I trained hard,
excellent,
and whatever the outcome was going to go, it was going to happen regardless. So I just go into the cage, man, and do my thing every time, win, lose, or draw. If I leave it out there, I leave it out there. If I lose and I know I left everything on the mat,
that's probably got to be one of the best ways to look at it. I love that you mentioned losing before the MMA, before you came onto the MMA scene, and just in general going in there, not so much like with the focus being on winning or losing, but the focus being on being the best you and putting it all in there, because, you know, you're exactly right. If you do that, there's really nothing left to be said. But speaking of things left to be said, or things coming up, you are turning right around from Conflict 35, finding Conflict 36, April 2nd, at the Music Vault. We all love to get down there in Hardeeville Town and around that area, you know, as well as anybody should. I don't want to, you know, push this agenda too crazy hard, but I had kind of two conflicting stories about an event that happened at Conflict 35. Happened, you know, back, not stuff that fans would see, but I heard about it. I had a lot of people give me kind of varying reports. Most of them were kind of one way and one was the other. Very interesting stuff to me, man, as a reporter, as a person who into MMA much more than just what happens inside the cage, because fighters are people that, you know, people don't realize how much of work and stuff goes in and all these things and elements that play well before that, you know, 3-round fight happens. And I guess I will let you lay the groundwork, you know, the kind of groundwork on this event that play. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. From your perspective of how this event that played out after your fight and the number one contender's fight.
Well, as you know, we just mentioned I came off of a loss that night. It was my first loss in my amateur career. And when we're backstage, back towards the locker rooms, my opponent, whom I'll be facing April 2nd, decides he wants to speak up and say some things that kind of triggered me the wrong way, especially coming off of a loss. I'm not real happy with myself at the moment. He's going to come up and say some things to me to try to fuel April 2nd. I don't know if it was trying to be a mind game, trying to get into my head. I'm not one that is just going to break easy. You're not going to get into my head. You know, I got a lot of collegiate-level experience, so trying to break into my head is not going to work. And I feel like he's trying to come to my house and take what's mine in my backyard, which I hate to tell him that's not going to happen either. I had to earn that belt, and I took it from a great opponent, Johnny Williams. I got a lot of respect for Johnny. Johnny was a tough fighter, trained out of CTC. But I don't feel that TJ Mitchell was the opponent Johnny Williams was. And I don't see him being the athlete Johnny is. He's not going to be able to he doesn't train harder than I do, and he's not going to come in and take what belongs to me and my team.
You know what? What I thought was really interesting about that was after all that stuff happened and kind of a little wave came out of that crossing in the dressing room, I felt on both sides that this fire increased. So what I do know is that whatever occurred was real enough that it put both people on this path to feel like they had no choice but to succeed. And if I could, real quick, I want to read something that was posted not too long by Anthony Mitchell. I want to read this to you if I could. It says there's only one person on my mind for April 2nd. Damn all the hype, all the talking. I'm coming to bust faces open. I keep it friendly but competitive, but one thing you never do is call me out. Now I'm bringing nothing but violence and aggression from bell to bell. No showboating, no verbal expressions. Pressure bust pipes, come watch me work. Title shot, Conflict 36, the Music Vault. Can't wait to dance. Now, when I read that to you, what is your impression? And I'd just like to hear your response.
It sounds like he's playing right into my gameplay. You know, I like to bang it out. He's not the bigger and stronger guy in this division. I'm the bigger and stronger guy in this matchup. And if you want to come in there and stand and bang with me, you know, I'm going to hurt his feelings. This is how it is.
Oh, you know, and you're talking about standing and banging. One thing we do know is that both of you guys, you know, on when you look at the way in which you guys tend to win, despite how you train, what you focus on, this, that, or the other thing, you guys both are known for your KOs, TKO victories. You guys have similar records as far as, you know, the numbers, 6-1, 5-1. This is a pretty exciting matchup as far as that stand and bang aspect. And, you know, reading that post, it sounds like, you know, he's fired up. We obviously know you've kind of got like a double fire up going on. I mean, do you see this fight being, we've had the word hype kind of been thrown around a bit since all this began. Do you feel like the hype is legit? Do you feel like it's real deal? Like people need to come see this because it has a touch of something extra to it.
No, it's definitely real. You know, we're the main event for a reason. It's the main event for a reason. You know, you need to come watch this fight, regardless, because it's my hometown, but because it's going to be one to watch. You know, he wants to come kick my ass, and I definitely want to kick his ass. And you know, before all that incident happened, you know, during weigh-ins, there was a statement said to me and said, "Hey, man, I'm looking forward to getting to fight you because I never got to fight another wrestler." Well, you might have thought you wrestled, but your wrestling experience isn't up to mine. And and I know my striking better than his too. So, I mean, if you feel like you can come take what's mine and just come out there and lay it out there, and we'll find out. We'll find out who the bigger, better man is that day.
Absolutely, man. And I have been, since all of this, I have really felt like this fight, these two title fights, man, are really going to be top-notch explosions. You know, I think they'd be great fights anyways. Don't get me wrong. You know, Mitchell, Colum, Kobe Wall, Eddie Miller, those are awesome fights anyway. But the stories that have kind of developed behind these two title fights, I think really make them something special. I think April is going to be a very, very a very sick month, man.
Oh, most definitely. I know both title fights that we're having that night are definitely main event material. You know, the Eddie Miller, Kobe Wall fight, there was a lot of hype built up for that last year. You know, the fight never happened, but there was a lot of hype built up behind that fight. You know, that's one that's going to be exciting to watch as well.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, next week we're doing a 4-part series. Next week we're going to have Anthony Mitchell on, and I made sure to send him the link and let him know to tune in at 5:00. We got a good amount of people listening. We got a chance to catch a little bit of an interview with you a few weeks back, man. But you know, you're one of these guys out there that really came onto the scene hard. You know, you've really proven yourself. You've gone through a lot of tough fights and fighters, and you've been tested. I mean, I've been to prove more or less almost all of your fights, and each time you fight somebody radically different, you manage to, you know, find your way through it. And you know, I've always had a lot of respect for watching your fights and your fight style. And you've even fought some of my friends, people that I've seen before I moved to Hawaii. You know, that's all on the daily. And you know, you come out the other end, and everybody has respect. You know, so you definitely bring a lot, and that includes fans, which is the main piece of the point, you know, that you bring a lot of fans to the table, and a lot of people really seem to be feeling the Shamrock Kid movement, man? Do you feel like all this is going to blow the roof off a Hardy View? Do you feel like it's going to be a show up Mob Deep mentality, man, with all this going on with this title fight?
Man, this title fight is probably going to be the biggest turnout for Team Column. And you know, I got my brother who's coming off his win for his debut. Cameron, he's coming on his second fight, April 2nd. I got my teammate, Alex Wendell. He's coming to fight his debut. We were high school teammates, and now he's been training, and he's ready to open up, step into the cage. And then I got Josh Collins and Kevin Archer and KB. You know, we're bringing a team. It's going to be a good night. We're going to have a huge crowd. We're going to have a huge fan base. You know, it's going to be an exciting night, and that place is going to be loud, and it's going to be rocking, and it might be hard for us to hear our coaches, you know, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
That's excellent, man. So in your mind, do you feel like TJ Mitchell, the number one contender for this fight on April 2nd, you feel like he's walking into enemy territory?
Yeah, he's coming into the wrong house to try to take my belt.
That's excellent, man. You know, I've always appreciated the amateur side of conflict's title scene. You know, a lot of the longtime conflict fans know, but for you new listeners, man, I mean, this is a place where people that go on to do big things are made, man. We see it time and time again. Just most recently, we had Alexa Connors join Invicta FC. When these guys go out there and snag these belts and they do what they do and they hold on to them, big things happen, man. So I can feel that coming off of you and, you know, see that across the board. I know that, you know, just the brief talks I've had with Mitchell, he's ready to go, and we'll get more from him next week. I'm sure you'll be tuning into that. And I'm going to give him the same opportunity, but this week I want to give it to you. Is there anything that you would like or a message you'd like to get across to him directly or say anything to him? Because there's no doubt he'll be listening if he isn't right now.
My message to him is I hope he's training hard, because I know I am.
I love it, man. I love it. I love the balance that you have. Like, it always catches me off guard when I talk to you, because one second you're like, everything's got this bubble joke and things are great, and then all of a sudden, like, you get all like hard fighter mode. It is awesome. I love it, dude. I could feel the beast like rise out like halfway through my question.
gotta keep it hidden. Gotta keep that inside for April 2nd. You know, can't let it all out now.
Yeah, can't let it all out on the radio. Yeah. For sure, especially with me, man, because, you know, I just keep on digging and digging and digging and digging. You know how I get down. That's awesome, man. Man, so it sounds like, man, you got this whole team coming April 2nd. Hopefully, we're doing these four main shows. I'm looking forward to doing some smaller shows, so hopefully we can get some of those guys, some of the other people off the card, which for you fight fans out there listening right now, the Conflict 36 fight card should be released by Friday, I would say. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. As well as we'll be circulating this bad boy around. Robbie Colum, featherweight, who corrected me a few days ago. 6-1 beast, right? Got it right this time, huh?
You got it right that time.
Coming in, man, to defend his title against a very equal, you know, a very enthusiastic Anthony Mitchell. Like I said before, man, whatever went down backstage at Conflict 35 is very, I think has really put an interesting touch on this. I don't want to put too much emphasis on it, but I do think that the fans should know there's an important little wheel turning in there. And I also found it interesting that the stories that I got were so conflicting. You know, it's interesting to me when there's an altercation and one person says it's like this. It's basically one person's version is like this, and the other person's version is like a way, way nicer version almost. So I'm very interested to ask these kind of some of these same questions to TJ and see what he has to say about it, because I know he has a kind of opposite perspective almost than you do about it, except for, you know, obviously the full throttle at which we are, you know, catapulting towards this title fight, man. Be sure yourself also to tune in next week on that one, man.
Yeah, I'll definitely tune in. You know, I might be wrong here, but it could be possible he might be changing his story up, trying to sound like a nicer guy, because he might have realized he bit off more than he can chew backstage, you know?
You know, it is always, and that's one of the questions I definitely plan to ask, because, you know, he seems like the type of guy to me. I don't know him personally, you know, but he seems like the type of guy that, seems pretty hyped. So I'm interested to ask him his thoughts right there and see what he has to say about that and about this fight and much more, man. We know what the column side of the table now is, now that we've got a chance to talk, which, by the way, I wanted to thank you for being our first guest on the comeback show, man. It feels good to be back and to be supporting you guys again in this kind of a way and giving a platform to have you guys talk. And you know, it's a little more real and tangible for the fans out there who really follow this stuff. You know, there's a steady growing army of these guys. And, you know, sometimes an article and some sentences and Facebook just isn't enough, man. So we really appreciate you coming on and talking with us, man.
I appreciate you having me on, man.
Absolutely, dude. And, you know, Joseph was supposed to be here, the Dark Knight, but I guess, you know, duty calls. I guess the bat signal must have hit the sky. It is technically kind of dark over there now, you know. What time is it over there?
It's 5:22.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, it's not but 12, so that makes it like 12:22 here. It's like just lunchtime now over here on the big rock I'm floating around on out here suddenly for no reason. I'm going to try to get Jared to host a conflict out here. You know, like Conflict 40, Hilo. I mean, come on, DJ Penn in the house.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You're feeling that, right?
I'm feeling that one.
All expenses paid. You know, I bet you champion to be the main event on that card, right?
Oh, man. You got that right.
That's it, man. Well, you know what? This is one of my favorite questions to ask. I ask it all the time. It's kind of become a staple because I really feel like it gives us kind of a photograph of the moment of where, you know, a fighter is on their march towards their next fight. So, you know, I can't let a show or an article or anything go by without asking it. So here it goes, man. And before I get, it's not going to be one of those tell me what happens on April 2nd. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those guys. I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on you. but seriously, man, April 2nd, man, when this fight is over, you know, when these fans are filing out, man, and if you could leave an impression on these people about what Robbie Colum is all about, what do you hope that is? What do you hope they get out of seeing you fight and you represent yourself and your team and the conflict title?
After I defend my title, and my impression I hope to leave on people is I hope they finally realize, you know, I'm here to stay. I'm here to work, train to be the real deal. You know, I want to make it to the next level. I want to be that. I want to be that guy that's on TV and people are watching and cheering names. And that's my goal. That's what I'm working for. And, you know, I like the support group. They're helping me get there. They're helping my dreams come true. So that I just want to thank everybody that shows up, people who are there to support me, sponsors, you know, my coaches, everyone, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. It's one thing we know is that Team Colum rolls deep. And it's always a great show. All you guys out there listening, man, if you just like MMA in general and you don't know Robbie Colum or TJ Mitchell, man, it's worth it to come, I promise you, just to see this fight live. You know, I've always been a big supporter of, you know, it doesn't matter if you know people's names or not, man. Good fight cards are good fight cards. Good promotions are good promotions, man. If you don't believe me, pull up some fight UFC, you know, like Fight Pass prelims, and you don't know anybody, and half the time it'll be better than the main event card you end up paying for or watching, you know. So it happens all the time. Great fighters are great fighters, and this fight is definitely on the books to be. I mean, to me so far, I know it's early, man, but this is – arguably, these two title fights are the most exciting things we've seen in April, man. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. looking forward to this clash and watching it go down, man. I also want to give you an opportunity before we go here. We've got just a few minutes to give a shout out to any sponsors, people, you know, supporting you, getting you ready specifically for this fight. You know, there's always that level to it, and we love to give room for that, man. So it's all you.
Nah, I just want to thank all my sponsors. I'm not going to try to name them. I don't want to feel bad and leave somebody out. But I want to give a huge shout-out to all my sponsors, all my coaches, you know, my teammates. They're in here every day with me, 6-7 days a week, you know, just busting it out and grinding it, getting ready for each fight, each day, every day we take it on as a challenge. And, you know, I just want to thank all of them for coming here with me and sticking it out and for the most part believing in me. And my fans and my family, my friends that all come to support us, you know, thanks for believing in me and coming out to support us. We, Team Colin, my brother, my teammates, all of us, man. I just want to say thank you.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate that, and we are looking forward so much to this fight going down. Hardyville Music Vault, April 2nd. It's gonna be a big fight. It's gonna be a big night. We appreciate you coming on the show, man, and we look forward to catching up with you as we march closer towards this badass April clash, man. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Robbie, man, and we will talk soon, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, that was a conflict featherweight champ, Robbie Column, man. I just want to make sure you guys, again, check the conflictmma.com online for the fight card coming out in a couple days, as well as you can catch up with this episode and all the other ones we have coming up. We'll have Anthony Mitchell on next week's episode, along with, hopefully, my co-host, Joseph the Dark Knight Creer, and some music. Don't know where the music vanished off to today, but, you know, that's the electronic world that we live in, so... great interview with Robbie today. Looking forward to speaking to number one contender Anthony T.J. Mitchell about this fight next week. He's a great guy, super friendly. I'm interested to hear his perspective on not just C35, but more importantly, what's going to go down at Conflict 36. We heard it, you know, from Robbie fired up coming in. Team deep, so make sure to check that out, guys. You can catch us on Facebook, Conflict MMA News and Media. Just look for the Conflict Radio logo. And you can listen to this episode anytime, not just live. Just click the play button. It'll play right up for you in your queue, man. As for me, R. Eric Ellison, man, stay tuned on that front. We always bring you the great articles, interviews, updates from all your favorite fighters. You know, it's a great time to be a Conflict fan, but it's an even better time to become one. So meet us April 2nd at the Music Vault in Hardyville for Conflict 36. It's going down, man. And the card is deep. There's so much more going on in these two title fights. So please stay tuned to more than just these four specials we got going on with these number one contenders and champs, because this card is going to be one hell of a barn burner. As for myself and everybody at Conflict, you guys have an amazing day, and we'll be back next week with intro music, ending music, and, of course, number one contender and knockout man, Anthony T.J. Mitchell. As for today's guest, Robbie Column, featherweight champ, about defending his title and much more. You guys have an excellent day from Hawaii. This is R. Eric, and we out.